Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I'll realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your
glory. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
yeah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Lord, we need your glory. Your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Come on, church. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. The Lord is coming for his presence and singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Amen. Just thanking God for who he is. Amen. Thanking God for all that he has done and all that he's about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's enter in this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and cast all your cares, your fears, and your burdens down right now. Come on, give it all over to Jesus right now. Amen. Will you trust him right now today? Will you trust him? And give it all over to him right now. Then, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we enter in this morning with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God, for all things. We put all our trust in you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you remember us all today and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, that you've kept us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your son, Jesus, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood, hallelujah, that covers us, that protects us, that heals us, that redeems us, that saves us, amen, and makes all things new. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now in us, amen. Do all that you can do, amen, because we know that you can do all things but fail. Lord, we come to be changed as well, oh God. Lord, change is to make us more like you. Lord, we come under ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah, under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you out there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. Amen. We come to you, oh God. Hallelujah. So that you can do a new work in us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, do it right there, oh God. We don't want to leave you the same as we come this morning, oh God. We come to be changed, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We come that our minds may be renewed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way right there. And we just want to say thank you. As your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:42. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. You're still witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of your love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, you're creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart. Amen. Repenting in all his ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the surface shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate relationship that we have with you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 41:2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul yearns, our soul is thirsts for you, Lord God, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. They even cries for the cross of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, hallelujah. Let this be our heart's cry today. Let this fire burning us heavenly and quickly, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, hold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil found in us. Amen. Let the Lord be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, circumcise our heart right now. Fill us with your spirit, O God, and your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing a praise to you all the days of our life.
created us a heart of worship, but we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Give me your Holy Spirit and lead us in rivers of worship and truth, O Lord. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this thing. And make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet Savior, Lord, that you will be glorified, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you with hallelujah in love and all admiration through the precious blood. Holy Spirit, ask you to pray for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now, over all areas of our life. Feel all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our faith, honor, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. We declare and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is done right now in his presence, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. We can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the power of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in this holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, touch every heart and mind today, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you purge the wicked out of the land so we, your children, can live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if everyone sick on today, oh God, that's on this line, any family member, loved one, oh God, we pray for healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah, God, for the release, to release your healing, anointing your healing, hallelujah, virtue right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can declare the crown right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we're blessed, amen, and we can never be blessed, hallelujah, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, my Lord, my God, and we thank you, that God, because it's you that are giving us the authority, hallelujah, to declare thing, amen, and it shall be established, and we thank you, oh Lord, and Father God, we come praying for the lost this morning, amen. Oh, Father God, it's our prayer this morning that the lost be found, oh God, that you would bust the white labels across their lives right now this day. Every man, woman, child, come against the farthest corner of earth be saved. And as we intercede, oh God, we use our faith believing that those of this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, of the harvest, to throw the perfect labels across these lives this day, this hour, right now, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree the crown victory on this day, amen, we decree the crown victory over every area of our life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, help us on today, oh God, to hear from you. Lord, remove every spiritual death right now. Hallelujah. Lord, remove every spiritual numbness. Remove every, hallelujah, hallelujah, every spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual, hallelujah, numbness of my life, Father God. Spiritual blindness, oh God, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask right now, hallelujah, Father God, for divine precision, oh God, that we can receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for divine order for our lives and those in our family right now with things that have been out of order, oh God. Lord, we pray, let them fall in order right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for divine order, oh God. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide us, oh God, through today, oh God, Holy Spirit, making every crooked path straight before us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are with us. Hallelujah. That you'll never leave us or forsake us according to your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We command every spirit that's operating in us or on us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every hindrance spirit. Hallelujah. Every manipulative spirit. spirit of confusion, spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, fear, fire. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of, hallelujah, condemnation, guilt, and shame. We command you to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, addiction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of anger. We come against every spirit of poverty, left and death. We come against every spirit of doubt and confusion. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come and give us religious spirit, amen, fight the spirit, restricted spirit, hallelujah, cheers of living in them, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul fire, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. We, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and die of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive anyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wrong. And we forgive them all them. And we ask you to forgive them. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves. My Lord, my God. And we thank you for it, Father God. Heavenly Father, give us a place allowing you to walk in forgiveness of a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, give us a grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy's lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, about faith, we receive your mercy, your grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, holy, that our past is under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. That we are set free by the blood of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse of my life right now in our family bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break any and all vows, prayers, and ceremonies of unholy oath, ignorantly, unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw blood on them. And we decree and declare that we are redeemed from the curse of hallelujah, because you have made a curse on the cross, so that we may receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare our faith that Jesus is our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our inner, our advocate, our standing, loving us, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We stand against every spirit that is on us, in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus. And in his name, we commit every evil spirit in us or all us or attacking us from Lucius right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil power against our life and those in our family, amen, and those that we have charged our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lord, my God, and we thank you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any evil spirit, devil, you have no right to us. We are crossing the demons. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to leave us, come over us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son sets free and free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation. Lord, heal and Lord, deliver. Regardless, here is your word commands. My Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Help us to catch every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-offs, no accidents. In the mighty name of of Jesus Christ, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, a form of transportation we may enter into today as a child or a passenger. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around the body, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, or home, everywhere our feet may trip. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch the heart and mind of your pastor today. Lord, that he would speak your word, Father God. Amen. That he would decrease, that you may have all the increase in him, oh God. That he would speak with the power, hallelujah, and the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. All in your hands right now, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that your peace has come and your peace is still. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit, with the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we're established, hallelujah. That we're going out to the kingdom of God, amen. We are the righteousness of God, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, and we're blessed because you have blessed us. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on. Just open up your mouth and thank him right now. You didn't have to deal with what he did. Amen. Thank you, God. It's nothing that you did. Hallelujah. That kept you here. Nothing but God. This is a new day that we've never seen before. A new time, new hour. Hallelujah. That God has given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and just thank him right now. Hallelujah. Will you thank him? Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. With every strength in your body. I want you to understand, church, that praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise confuses the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, I want you to know that God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not alone. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Yes,
we welcome you this morning at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen.
Welcome.
And we'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, be so evermore glad because of this day. Our God is so good to us, and he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. So we'd like to personally welcome every single one here to Sunday service. Apostle Tawanika and I, we thank you for being here, and Minister Learn, we thank you for being here in Sunday service with us. You could have been, we're so grateful that you invited us into your homes. Welcome every single family member and friend here with us in Texas, Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. Welcome all of our family members and friends in Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming to church this morning.
Yes,
all of our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and loved ones there in New York, and all these surrounding areas, welcome here to Sunday service. We just want to thank y'all. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, whether you be right here with us, you know, on this line, or whether you be on streaming live. If you are streaming live, we would like for you to call 845-277-9213. We would like to personally welcome you. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you do have any prayer petitions, anything you want to bring to Jesus, this is the time to where we all come together and pray about those things, hallelujah, that is on our heart, is on our mind. If you want to pray about something, you know, for a family member or friend, this is that opportunity to bring it all to Jesus in prayer. So we just like to say welcome, 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 every single one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you press one at this time?
Hallelujah.
We like to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There be one on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Amen. On Sunday mornings, we have our communion. So if you'll grab your themes, your elements, and have communion with us, we'll be taking our communion here. We're going to have a song selection from Brother John Washington from New York, New York. And then we're going to enter into communion at that time. So go ahead and grab your cracker, your juice, whatever it is that you have to take communion this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother John Washington. God bless you.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today. I just thank God for everything. And I thank God for you and your wife. And I thank God for my family. You know, I want y'all to continue to pray for my nephew because he really needs prayer. He's going through some hard time. And I told him last night, just fight on, fight on, hold on. And I said, God have everything in control. We know that God is able.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guard my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I believe I said it again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. See, I'm not worried today. I'm not worried at all because I know what God's going to do. See, I know God is able to do all things but fail.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Uncle Joe, we'd like to thank you so much for blessing us here, you know, with this beautiful song that you have blessed us with, Precious Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, your voice is so anointed. That's one of my favorite songs to hear you sing. So I know I've been blessed, and I'm quite sure that every single one else that hears this song, you know that they have been blessed. May God bless you, and may God keep you in all of your ways. Amen.
Amen. Let us prepare ourselves to take communion at this time.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the people of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take it and divide it among yourselves. And I say to you, I will drink of the fruit of the vine until the God comes. The bread gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, guilty of the body and the blood of Christ, your word says, let every man examine himself so that each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body remembers of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity and trespass. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, mad, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, Lord, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you. You may... It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So don't forget, church, that we have the blood of Jesus. Don't forget that you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside. Let's not forget who we are. Hallelujah. We belong to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back from the preacher from Pastor Dorsey Manning. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And there will be battles that I will have. room. This is holy ground. This is
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Bring him to Jesus. And this is what we are here to do. Bring you to Jesus. Give it all over to Jesus. Every time we come to the message part of the service, amen. But you all will welcome my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing to pray and ready to pray, and the man that is willing to help, to lend a helping hand, amen. And it is always ready to get up and go and do what he has to do to provide for a man of God that God has chosen for such present my answer anointing, called by God and chosen husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God so much for this opportunity. I thank you, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning, for this warm introduction. But most of all, I would like to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, and we thank you for your power, Lord. We thank you for being here. We thank you for this blessed word that you have already allowed for us to receive on this day. Thank every single one of you for being here in Sunday service this morning. I know there are many places that we could be, but right here at this time, we're right now on one accord, being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So all honor and glory go unto God. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you,
Lord.
Father God, for being with us. We thank you, Father God, for being our all in all. We thank you, Father God, for being the words that you speak in our mind and speak to our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add to it or take away from it. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say you go right now. We loose you from this place in the mighty name of Jesus. This is Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I am so honored to be right here to do the work of God. I mean, I'm so honored that God chose me for this time. He could have chose whoever he wanted to choose, a baby, if he wanted the baby to deliver the word. He could have chose a baby, but I thank God that he chose me. And I'm going to do what God had told me to do. I'm going to say what God tell me to say. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you be every single word that proceeds out of my mouth. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me over to 1 John. Go with me over to, St. John. Not 1 John. We'll be at 1 John a little bit later on. But go with me over here to St. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1. This morning I'm going to give you what God gave me to give for a lesson of study. Stay in the grace. Stay in the grace. And it, for a subheading, we'll have, how do I keep in the grace of God? So stay in the grace. That's what we'll be getting it from the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit inspired. Stay in the grace. How do I keep in the grace of God? Now, that's a question that some of us may ask ourselves, that some of us may know, some of us may not know, some of us may think we know, but we're going to get the answer this morning. How do I keep, or how do I stay in the grace of God? Let's read here. John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Let's read here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. We'll read all the way here to 13. No, we'll read here to 14. There was a man that was sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. 12, but many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. 13, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. And 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. My Lord, my God, let us ask ourselves the question, now how do I keep in the grace of God? How do I stay in the grace of God? Well, let's understand, grace is a person. See, now all that we read right here in 1 John, St. John, we need to understand that grace, we're talking about Jesus Christ.
See, we're talking about the Word of God. See, now we have the living Word of God, but we need to understand that the living Word of God was there in the beginning. We need to understand the living Word of God was with God, and we need to also understand that the living Word of God was God. We are talking about Jesus Christ. See, when you think about grace, see, this is the very thing that we get away from. See, we talk about a lot of things. We have a lot of words that proceed from within. But see, the word that proceed from within us, it should be just like John chapter 1 and 14, it should be full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Now, let's understand that when you stay in the grace of God, it requires some things. The first thing that it requires is a relationship. See, we need to understand that when you're in the grace of God, it requires for you to have a relationship with God first. Because without a relationship with God, how can you be in something? How can you say that you have the grace of God? How can you say that you live in the Word? How can you say that if you don't have that relationship? You have to have a relationship with God. Do we understand what relationship is? Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's get an understanding of relationship. Now, see, we know there's all to our way of thinking, there's more than one kind of relationship. We even remix that thing and call them association. I have a relationship with this, a relationship with that. I used to have this and used to have that. See, relationship, according to dictionary, see, a relationship is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. And there's another definition of relationship, says the state of being connected by blood or marriage. So now, when I ask you the question, how do I stay in the grace of God? Well, let me ask you this right here question here. Do you have a relationship with God? Because if you have a relationship with God, that means that you have the Word of God. That means that Jesus Christ is living on the inside. Amen. Amen. Now let's understand something, church. The Bible reads right here, it says, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God. So Amen. Here it is. This is the written Word of God that's right here in front of us. We can open up our Bibles, and we can read the Word of God. Now, when you're talking about having a relationship with God, how can you have a relationship with God if you don't take the time out to get to know God? See, no man has ever seen, no man or woman has ever seen God, but here it is. You can have a relationship with God by reading his word, but most of all, first accepting him, you know, into your life as Lord and Savior. But you won't even do that. You won't even accept God into your life as your Lord and Savior if you had not read the Word of God. You won't do that because you don't have any concept. According to what the definition says, it says the way in which two or more concepts are connected. And it says that, you know, whether they're concepts or whether they're objects or they're people. See, we are people. See, we know that if you had a magnet. See, a magnet has one end that attracts the other end of one. A magnet, it attracts. You got to have two together for it to be able to attract what is supposed to attract. Now, a magnet, it will attract metal, but see, it has to have the positive end. It has to have the negative end. The negative end of the magnet and the positive end of the magnet, it works together to pick up a piece of metal. That's a relationship. You can't have if that magnet, if it just had the positive end of it, and it tried to pick this piece of metal up, it won't do it. It won't do it. Well, this is the same way. This is the same way with you and I. Let's look at this concept. Now, you say that you are in Christ, but there is no evidence of the word of God that's on the inside of you. See, where's that relationship? Where's that relationship with God? See, you have not taken the time out to sit down and be in the presence of the Lord to read his word. So how can you say that you are in agreement with what God has, or you are in agreement with God, when you don't know God? You don't know the word.
My Lord, Jesus.
I like the second part of that definition about relationship, when it says the state of being connected by blood or marriage. Now, that part of relationship, according to the dictionary, there is two ways that I see right here. It's one way, but I see being connected by blood. Now, this definition that's in the dictionary, this is not a definition that I got from the Bible. This is a definition that I got from the dictionary. Being connected by blood. See, we know that when you are connected by blood, that means that you are born again. You are born again. That means that you have confessed that Jesus Christ, he bled and died for your sins. He went to hell, was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit, ascended into heaven. Hallelujah. Sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, making intercessions for you and I. You believe that he is your Lord and your Savior. You confess that with your mouth, and you were saved because of this. That is a blood relationship that man has with God. Amen.
Amen.
And then I like the part when it says about relationship as far as marriage is concerned. Don't we understand that marriage is the highest sanction that God has for man and for woman? That's the highest sanction of marriage, because you are joined together in a holy matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to get too deep over there to that. That may be a whole different sermon that we're teaching about relationship, but this is the will of God, is for you to have a relationship with God. It's the will of God for you to have a relationship with Christ Jesus, because that relationship that you have with Christ Jesus, purchased by blood, now you know how to have a relationship with one another, especially in marriage. Amen. Amen. You know how to be in agreement with one another when you have a relationship with God. Now, if you are married, I want to talk to the married people. I'm married, and Pastor Tal Niggas, he's married too, so we're two. And I know there's more that's on the line here that are married. And even if you're not married, it's still this word is still for you. We want to be like God, hallelujah, but we want to try to do that without God. See, we want to say that we are of God, but here it is, what God requires for us. Well, let me say that correctly. What God commands for us to do, hallelujah, in a marriage, is for us to be connected to one another in Christ. The Bible tells us to submit yourselves to God. Then the Bible tells us to submit ourselves to one another. But how can you submit yourself to one another if you have not first submitted yourself to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you want to get into a relationship with each other, but you didn't involve God in it. And you wonder why things are happening in your marriage, or things are happening in your relationship. You're not involving God into the affairs of your life. Then you go around and you beat each other down with hateful words. See, we're talking about the beginning. See, in the beginning there was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But here it is, we're trying to do something without God. And we beat each other down with words that did not come from God. See, that's where the problem lies at, inside of a marriage. See, we need to understand about grace. Because when you understand about grace, then you will understand about relationship. That relationship with God, and you will understand what's going on in your marriage. You will understand what's going on in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John, let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 13. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 13. Stay in the grace of God, church. How do we stay in the grace of God? There are very clear instructions for us to live by. Don't you know that your life have already been lived? You know, before you were here, according to the word, before you were here, the word of God was here, and nothing was created or nothing was made that without the word of God. So how it is we kind of live a life when here it is, God is life. See, Jesus is life. So how are we trying to live a life without being in Christ or without doing how Christ has showed us how to do? Then how are we living?
My Lord.
Then we find ourselves, hallelujah, we find ourselves where we beat ourselves down and we feel like that, you know, nobody loves us. We feel like that, that we're unloved. We feel like that we're hated. We feel like that God is judging us. We feel like that he abandoned us. And then when we feel like, you know, that God has abandoned us, we feel like each other has abandoned us. Well, no, that's not the will of God. See, God said that I would never leave you nor forsake you. But see, we need to understand about the grace of God. Let's understand about relationship with God.
Amen.
Then we would know how to have a relationship with one another. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's start here at 13. This is Apostle Paul. He's writing this letter here. It says here, and to esteem them very highly in love, for through work's sake, and be at peace among yourself. We can put a period right there for a second. How many relationships have came out of that place of peace? If you're in a relationship, even if you're not married, but if you have a relationship, let's be first. If you have a relationship with God, then that means that you should be in a place of peace. I'm talking about peace in your mind, peace in your heart, because we need to understand that Jesus said that peace that I leave unto you, the world didn't give and the world can't take away. So that means that worry, that means that stress, that means that depression, oppression, anger, wrath, and strife, and all that, that's not the will of God. That's outside of peace. And here it is over here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 13, it says, and to esteem them very highly in love for thy work's sake, and to be at peace among yourselves. We need to understand you need to be at peace among yourselves, church. See, when you're loving one another, that means that peace is right there in the middle of it also. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say it again. See, when you're loving one another, you're at peace with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you at peace with yourself, but you're at peace with the one that's right here next with you. You're at peace with the one that's with you, that's living with you. See, that's the right relationship. That's the right relationship. Let's move on. 14 says, now we exalt you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. It says, confront the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. My Lord, my God. See, relationships consist of being in love. Relationships consist of having the peace of God. Relationship consists of, according to the word of God, being patient towards one another. So how do you stay in the grace of God? How do you have a gracious relationship? First off, we acknowledge that being Christ first, and then you know how to be in a marriage or be in a relationship with one another because we are joined together. My Lord, my God. Let's move down here to 17. It says, pray without ceasing. Now, here it is, are the instructions on how to live in a relationship of grace in a relationship with God and in a relationship with one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Relationship is a very, very, very important key. It is the first key for us to be in grace and to stay in grace and to be with one another. And here it is. There's something else that I discovered. It was given to me by the wisdom of God. It's consistency. Now, don't everybody, when you have a relationship with each other, first off, you're looking for the things that we described early, that we showed in the Bible, is a loving mm-hmm. relationship, a peace relationship, being connected with one another, being patient with one another, being kind with one another. Let's see, these are the things that we look for in a relationship. We're talking about a godly relationship. Now, we understand that we are definitely entering into certain types of relationships where, you know, these things that are absent, what it means is you're doing something without God. But consistency. Everybody want to see some consistency when they enter into a relationship or when you have a relationship. Nobody want to be in a place to where you're in a little while and you're out a little while. You're in today and you're out today. You're in tomorrow and you're out tomorrow. What kind of relationship was that? What if God was like that with you? God is not like that with you, church. See, when you and God enter into a covenant, I'm talking about a new covenant. See, there's nothing that you can do, hallelujah, that will cause God not to love you. See, when God entered on the inside of you, don't you realize that your spirit became perfect, hallelujah. But there's still some things that it is about you. I'm talking about the mind of a person. I'm talking about the will of a person. I'm talking about the choices that a man or a woman makes. See, this right here is that place where it needs to be renewed. We need to understand that a life of prayer, hallelujah, this is that place where you pray to God about those things that's going on in your life. See, this is that place where we need to stay in that place of praying without ceasing. You can't pray about something one time and just leave it alone. You need to understand that some things, it don't change overnight. Some things, it'll take a whole lifetime. But we thank God that we have prayer. We can pray about these things every single time these things come up. We can pray using the very thing that God has given us, which is Christ Jesus. Use Christ Jesus and pray about these things in your relationship. Be consistent in your relationship, church. Consistency.
Amen.
Let's read the definition. I got a definition for consistency. Consistency or consistent is act or done in the same way over time. Let me read that again. It says acting or done in the same way over time. Well, we need to understand about prayer. See, prayer is not something that is just a one-time event. Prayer is a lifetime. Prayer is a lifetime event. This is a lifestyle of prayer.
Yeah.
I can guarantee any relationship that is broken, any relationship that has entered into a separation or divorce, I can guarantee you where was that relationship, where was the prayer in that relationship. You can't name a relationship that there was prayer there. There was agreement there. There was joining together there. And the reason why you can't do that, because here it is, the Word of God tells you. The Word of God tells you that you should pray without ceasing. You should pray for one another. You should be patient with one another. You should love one another. You should esteem one another. You know that esteem is look highly of one another. That's esteem. Look highly of one another.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not doing that, if you look highly of yourself and low of somebody else, especially the one that you're with, then that means that you're not esteeming them higher than yourself. Hallelujah. Consistency.
Amen.
Over the course of time. See, don't pray for your wife, and then you stop praying for your wife because you see that she has some flaws. Don't pray for your husband, and then stop praying for your husband because you see that he has some flaws. See, you have plenty of flaws all by yourself. But here it is. God gave you somebody to love. God gave you somebody to be patient with. God gave you somebody to pray with and to pray for. Hallelujah. God gave you. Be consistent in your relationships. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the last thing, what I want to talk about, is love. My Lord, my God.
Yes, Lord.
I asked God. I said, well, God, I know that if I was to go and look up a definition of love, I know it ain't going to be right. And the reason why, because man has his concept of what love is. See, we talking about staying in the grace of God. What we need to understand, if you don't stay in the grace of God, it consists of a loving relationship with God, consistency with God, a life of prayer, hallelujah, of giving thanks, according to First Thessalonians 5, of praying without ceasing, of allowing being patient with one another. See, all these are the things that are required to have this relationship, because this is what's working on the inside. But love, most of all, love. See, if I was to get a definition from 100 people about love, there may be one small little thing that maybe everybody may say the same thing about love, but that still not may be right. We need to understand that love is not a what. Love is a who. Love is a who. Now let's go over here to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be on the right track. Help us, Holy Spirit, to remember this covenant that we have with you. Help us, Grace, to know that you are, that help us, Grace, to know that you are full and that you are true, that you are full of grace and full of truth. And because you're living on the inside, keep us full, hallelujah, with love. Keep us full of patience. Keep us full, Father God, of truth.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
1 John 4, starting at verse 4, it reads here, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, if God living on the inside of you, then don't you understand that the love of God is on the inside and is greater than any spirit that's in this world? You will face some situations. You will face some things in your relationship. You will face some things where you will not be consistent with. You will face some times and some opportunities to where you'll feel like, I don't want to have this relationship with her. I don't want to have this relationship with him. I don't want to work over here anymore. I don't want to be over. I don't want. You need to understand right here that the word of God says over here in 1 John 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 5 says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that not knoweth God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now let's understand, church. When you're staying in the grace of God, when you want to know how to keep in the grace of God, then you need to keep on being in God's word. You need to keep on trusting in the love that God has already put on the inside. You need to read his word daily and ask God for a revelation and an understanding of it. Don't find yourself in a place to where you're not trusting in God. You're not praying. Hallelujah. You're not reading the word. You're not looking to God for guidance when God has given himself. God has given his only begotten son, hallelujah, for you to trust in and to believe in. God gave us one another to be in a loving relationship one another. You know, this is the command. This is what God commands us to do, is to love one another. And he commands us to love one another because right here, 4 says that we are of God. So if you are of God and you know that God is love, then how can you be a different way or a different person when it comes down to one another? Amen. How is it? Let's go over here to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and 37. It says this: nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Well, let's understand something, church. If we are more than conquerors, then there's something that's going on in your life that may not be like it needs to be. Then don't you know that you have something to conquer? You have something to conquer. We are more than overcomers through Christ Jesus. We do this all in love. 27. Let's read Romans chapter 8 and 27. It says, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind and of the spirit, because he has made intercession for the saints according to his will of God. 28. And we know all things that work together for the good of them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Well, you are called. God called you. See, if you want to know how you're keeping grace, well, then answer the call. God is calling you into his love. He is calling you into Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You answer the call. And when you answer the call, you enter into this loving relationship with God. When you answer the call, then you get in God's word. You get in his presence daily. You pray every single day. You pray without ceasing. Be consistent with God. Then you will know how to be consistent with one another. And most of all, love one another. Hallelujah. Just as God has loved you. Hallelujah. Love one another, because this is the will of God concerning your life. Stay in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word, Father God, that you have given to us this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are full of grace and full of truth. We decree and we declare that you are our God and who I trust, and with great confidence that who we do rely on. Father God, we thank you that you have forgiven us and you have shown us the right way. And the right way is through you. That's through grace. We look at every single thing, Lord, through the eyes of grace, through the eyes of Christ Jesus, through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single heart that had a heart to receive and every single ear that had an ear to hear today. We pray that this word manifest itself and take root in us. Hallelujah. So we will have that loving relationship, be consistent, and love one another, just as you have shown us through Christ Jesus. This is your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray, and everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There may be one today. You heard this message today, and you realize that you don't have the grace of God. So you may have realized that this is something that's been missing in your life. Well, here it is. God is calling you. He's calling you into salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, for. And it's your desire today. You heard the word of God say, and your desire today is to be saved. We would like for you to press one. We would like for you to press one. Apostle Talanika and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. While you still have time, we live in the age of grace. So while you still have time, tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Nobody knows the time or day when he shall return. But while you have time, right now, will you press one and do the most important thing you can ever do as a living human being, and that's being born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. I said filled with love. Hallelujah. Will you press one? There may be someone that's going through some things right now, and you feel like God has turned his back on you. You feel like that hope is gone. You feel like that there's nothing that can be done. Your situation, it is what it is. But we'd like for you to press one. We would like for you to press one and bring it all over to Jesus in prayer. Press. God answers prayers. He says it over here in Psalms 91. He says, those that love me, those that are my lovers, he says, when they pray to me, I will answer them. He said, I will answer them. When they pray to me, I will answer them. Will you bring it over to God in prayer?
Yes, Lord, we have one.
If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to love you. We would love to disciple you. No matter where you are right now, we would love to love you. We can press one. We invite you in to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen. We have one.
We thank God. Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Go ahead. Bring them in.
We have one. Last four numbers of your phone number, 3659. Welcome. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Last four digits of your phone number is 3659. Area code 346.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your name?
Demetria.
Demetria, God bless you. Welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell
are you coming for prayer?
Need.
Are you? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I was listening to you guys' word, and I do have some things going on personally in my life that I feel like you guys spoke to. So I'm just asking for just a little bit, just for more discernment and more clarity in what I pray for.
Amen. We come such in agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we lift up your daughter to you this day, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you to move mighty in the life of your daughter, oh God. Lord, that you will increase her in discernment,
yes,
oh God, and all that she is asking for in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, where your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your
yes,
name, touching and agreeing. There you are in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being in the midst. Amen.
Thank
he said
you,
if we ask anything
you.
In your name, Lord Jesus, that the Father will do. Amen. So we come asking, oh
thank
God,
you,
oh Lord,
thank
that you Almighty, oh God, and all that's concerning your daughter, oh God. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Lord, we pray for divine possession for the life of your daughter, Father God, that she may be able to receive from you, amen, in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, let divine order come right now, God, where things have been out of order, oh God, in the life of your daughter. Let things
yes,
fall
Lord
in order right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, as we cry out this
hallelujah.
Day, oh God, Lord, that you
hallelujah.
Will help your daughter, leading God in the Holy Spirit, making every crooked path straight before your daughter. In
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, when you bless
thank
oh God,
you,
bless
thank
her.
You,
amen.
You.
When you multiply, Father God, multiply with our goodness and our favor and protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just
thank
declare
you,
our faith in
you.
So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, in every area of our life, oh God, we ask that you divinely intervene, Father God, right now. Hallelujah, removing every delay, oh God, and turning it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open in the natural and in the supernatural.
bless, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over you right now in every area of your life, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that she can receive right now, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, a miracle that's working on the inside, we decree and declare the resurrection power working in you right now, amen.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, let there be a great pouring into your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask
thank you, Jesus,
that you fill this temple of yours with as much kind of glory as possible, amen, that all will see your glory upon your daughter, oh God. And Lord,
we just want to say thank you.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now and all that you love and concerned about. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you and judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. That does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. And God keep you. Amen. Walk in expectations, expecting God to do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. But seek God more. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Pastor Manny, did you want to say something to
me? Amen. Yes, I want to tell you something that God put on my heart just now while we were praying. Is don't let this be the last time that we come together. I'm inviting you to come join with us in Bible study on Wednesday night. I want you to join with us in Bible study on Wednesday night. Bible study is at 7 p.m. The same number that you call right here. Call the same number. Apostle Tawanika and I, we want to join with you in fellowship with you. And every single thing that you have concerns about, you know, let us stay right there in that place. So we keep on praying about it, and we get the word of God. See, when we get the word of God on our mind and on our heart, see, these things have no choice but to move. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So good, Pastor Man.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for every single one that had joined in us with us today in Sunday service. We thank God for Denise. Her name's Denise. We thank you for bringing it all over to Jesus. Demetria. Mm-hmm. We thank you for Demetria for coming, bringing it all over to God. Thank you for every single one of you that joined in us with prayer. So we all need prayer. We all need prayer. It's something that we all need to pray about. And we thank God that he answers our prayers. He answers every single one of our prayers because he loves us. And that's what he wants us to do. He said that I would answer your prayer. Psalms 91, right there, he said, I will answer your prayers. But we have to pray. We will answer your prayers. So anytime something is going on in your life, let's bring it to God. Let's come together in agreement and bring it to God. God answers our prayers. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I'm finished.
Amen.
That's all that God has.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for another opportunity, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter this day, Lord. And we know, God, you've already worked it out. Lord, give her the peace that she needs right now, God, the peace that comes from you that surpasses all understanding. We just want to say thank you, Father. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, you want to send it over to Pastor Chantel. And if you have Zelle, the number is 346-243-0980. Again, that's 346-243-0980. And Cash App would be Pastor Chantel with two L's, Chantell. Amen. We thank God for the word that we're forth on today. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Manning. May God pour back into you every virtue that left your body. Amen. So let us pray over our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us in the ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering spiritual seed to help us nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not for gallery
Your Honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kiss, generous heart that we give. Father God, for your word said that you give seed to the soil. So we sown today in good soil, amen, and we shall reap a good harvest.
Amen.
They're coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Again, God bless everyone.
Yes,
here in Sunday service. We're going to have our announcement today. Today is May 15, 2020. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of May. May God continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, peace, joy and happiness. May you have the love of Christ all the days of your life. May you operate according to the love of Christ. Amen. Amen. And we pray the blessing of the Lord upon your life and the favor of God for you. Amen. And anyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of May, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union with peace, love, joy, happiness, and patience. Amen. And prosperity. And may God favor your marriage all the days of your life and continue to bless and flow in you, over you, through you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And to you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Monday night, Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. And Saturday at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. So please join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And if you're in need of special prayer, please give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. Outside of the church hours, if you're needing to speak with us or you're needing prayer, please give us a call. Do not hesitate to call us. Amen. We're in position to pray for you and pray with you, combining our faith with yours, trusting God for a mighty move in your life, in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I think
amen.
That's all that we have for today, and we do have a play that's coming up here in the month of June, June 4th, if you're here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. Good Comedy presents Lenini's Motel. Come out and see it, enjoy, get the message, laugh, and have a good time. Those tickets are on sale now. Give us a call at 832-725-8094 to get your tickets. Amen. It does conclude our announcements for today. We're here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Pastor, Senior Pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. We bless you all. At this time, we're going to release our, I believe that concludes our announcements. I'm sorry, but I sound like I'm all over the place. But that does conclude our announcements today, May 15, 2020. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place and, hallelujah, for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I just want to thank everybody for being in Sunday service. I just want to say hold on to the word of God, because when we leave this place, see, this is where Satan, this is where he try to come in through people and try to discredit or take the word of God away from you. So hold on to the word of God. Hold on to every single, and every single time that adversity shows up, whether it's by thought or by anything, just remember what God said to you today. Amen.
Yes.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight
through Jesus Christ,
yes,
to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you. Apostle Talanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, church, Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe.
Yes,
and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get